This is All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Amazon now has a brick-and-mortar bookstore on the East Coast. The 5,800-square-foot store opened today at Legacy Place in Dedham. It joins three West Coast stores operated by the online retailer. WBUR's Anindya Anwumeka visited the Massachusetts store and has this report.
The Amazon bookstore looks like a typical bookstore. It has everything from children's books to fiction to books about food and sports. There's also a coffee shop. Amazon spokeswoman Deborah Bass says the store is really an extension of the company's online business and offers a bit of that experience to help customers discover new books in person.
Beneath every book is a review card where we include a little bit more information with some of those things that you're familiar with at Amazon.com. So each book includes a review from a customer, and it also shares the star rating, which is our customer star rating for things. And all of the books featured in this star are 4 stars and above out of 5 stars.
Customers can also try out Kindles and other Amazon devices they might want to buy. But it's the feel of a bookstore and being able to walk up and down aisles of books that many customers are excited about.
I'm very excited about. I love bookstores. I love coming to a bookstore and getting a coffee and being able to sit down and have like an hour to myself and just read. I love it.
Samantha Lupoli works at Legacy Place and stopped by the bookstore with her niece. She says Amazon is likely tapping into the desires of people like her who miss being able to go to a Borders.
While it is convenient to do it online, especially when you have little ones, like I know my 8-year-old niece, she loves going and picking out a book in a bookstore, and it's not as fun swiping on a screen to find your book. It's more fun to run and have something tangible that you can grab and just run home with.
The idea of being able to just run home with a book is exactly what Amazon hopes to offer in its bookstore. But the online retailer, which started out selling books, has been the major reason that many traditional brick-and-mortar bookstores have struggled and even shut down. Just about a mile away from the new Legacy Place bookstore is Blue Bunny Books, an independent bookstore that specializes in children's books. Store owner Peter Reynolds says he was a little worried when he heard Amazon was moving into town.
The minute that the news came out, I got hundreds of emails from friends and fans. And at first, my heart sort of, you know, sunk a bit. But the response from our friends was, you know, what you have in your independent bookstore is very, very different than what Amazon's providing. And I think that we're going to be okay. Yeah.
Reynolds says his bookstore is often a gathering place for the community. And he hopes that unique atmosphere will keep customers coming to independent bookstores like his. Meanwhile, Amazon hopes putting the best of online shopping on the ground helps it develop its own special and unique bookstore. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Anwumeka.